RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille with our regular feature, Inherently You. Now back to Melanie and Dr. Holly.
Well, for years we heard blueberries were good for men and for their prostate, but you know, there's a lot more to that little blue fruit than meets the eye, right? So I'm here today with Dr. Holly Lucille, naturopathic physician and expert in all things wellness. So Dr. Holly, blueberries, you know, we heard about them so long ago just for men and prostate, but there's so much more.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so I want to get into this because I'm going to be talking about proven reasons to eat more blueberries. It's funny, Melanie, because I always think about, oh, evidence-based medicine, because a lot of times people look at other systems of medicine besides Western reductionistic conventional medicine and say, ah, there's no evidence. But honestly, I mean, I have a little beef with evidence-based medicine because there are many shortcomings in the randomized double-blind placebo-controlled studies, first of all, and you want to talk about evidence? I see people come into my office, and guess what? My first do no harm and using the least invasive method to diagnose and treat are very, very important to me as far as a philosophy and as far as an oath that I took. And so I am not kidding you. People, I have seen evidence that people, when they change their diet, they moderate their stress, and they increase their intentional movement, people heal. You know, I'm not kidding you. Whether it's removing gluten or refined sugar or people get closer to their healthcare desires, whether it's losing weight or clearing up skin. So to me, there's no more evidence than that, right? That's just good observational evidence. And people experience it with me every single week. Now, evidence-based. So I am talking about eating even less than a cup of blueberries a day helps fend off heart disease, cancer, brain aging, and so much more. All right, so these are clinical studies. Listen to this. I'm going to just go right in here. According to a study published in Circulation, which is the Journal of the American Heart Association, eating at least 3 servings of blueberries and strawberries every week can save women from heart attacks. Researchers from the Harvard School of Public Health and the University of East Anglia reviewed the berry eating habits of 93,000 women between the ages of 25 and 42 over 18 years. That is a study, right? The women were part of the Nurses Health Study, the second one that they did. Researchers concluded that women who ate 3 or more servings of blueberries and strawberries per week reduced their risk of heart attack by as much as 1/3. And I'll remind you, heart disease is the number one cause of death in both men and women still. And so using food as medicine and blueberries that are so good for you. Now, I am going to say this. I think it's important that while you're getting your blueberries in season, they need to be organic. And we get that information from our good friends at the Environmental Working Group, who do a lot of work as far as understanding pesticide exposure and therefore absorption and then therefore, you know, contamination into our own bodies and cells. And so that's the Clean 15 Dirty Dozen. Blueberries and most berries are on that Dirty Dozen. And so what I do is in season, I get organic. Out of season, I get organic frozen, and I eat them year-round.
Okay, so they are on the Dirty Dozen. So organic and still washing them, and that's pretty much all we need to know. How much do we have to eat?
So this is less than, so a serving less than a cup. So you're thinking about a good cup of blueberries a day. I have a patient that eats a pint of blueberries every day. Like, that is just something that he does. He's 78 years old, and he's healthier than probably me. He just runs circles around most folks in my practice, that's for sure.
Wow. So, okay, so if we try and eat a cup a day, and does it matter if we, because there's lots of ways to use them. I mean, you put them in salads, you can put them in smoothies, you can just eat them the way they are, or in cereal. But does it matter if you heat them? Does that change all the good properties?
I think absolutely when you either heat, apply temperature, whether it's cold or hot, to a food, there's going to be some changes in its nutrient density. And so if you're making blueberry pie, you know, it's like...
That's what I'm talking about, is those kinds of things. And of course, you're adding a lot of sugar to them.
Yeah,
but if
exactly.
You don't add a lot of sugar, or if you're using stevia or agave or something, does that make them not as healthy for you?
I would say, because first of all, we still think about stevia and agave. We're looking out for that insulin response, which is still problematic. And for me, because just eating fresh blueberries, this is nature's candy. It's nature's candy because they're so good. They're really lovely and sweet. And you eat the whole berry without adulterating it. You've got that nice fiber content as well. You've got the phenols in the skin, and you've got the entire fruit that is just so nutrient dense. And so I say this one, less is more when it comes to any preparation. Just pop them in your mouth.
And insulin sensitivity and the lungs are two things that are so interesting to me that blueberries can help with. And you'd think that they wouldn't help with insulin sensitivity because of the amount of sugar, and that they might cause a spike because they are a high sugar fruit.
Yeah, so this is a double-blinded, randomized, and placebo-controlled clinical study in the Journal of Nutrition that found that the bioactive compounds in blueberry improve insulin sensitivity. Okay, this is, once again, these are robust studies. Twice a week, researchers had 32 obese, non-diabetic, insulin-resistant patients drink smoothies with or without 22.5 grams of blueberry bioactive. After 6 weeks, the blueberry group improved their insulin sensitivity by a factor of 4 over the placebo group. So there you go. Plants, I have to tell you something. You know, when I was in school, naturopathic medical school, Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine in Tempe, Arizona, we had to take pharmacology. I mean, that's certainly something I had to understand because we have prescribing rights limited to our scope. But the harder, much more interesting, and much more tough classes for me were botanical medicine and the pharmacognosy of plants. And I'll tell you why. Because they're so complex. When you're looking at a drug that has been synthetically made, it has usually one mode of action. For example, Melanie, you know the COX-2 inhibitors, right? So like, let's say Celebrex. It does one thing. It inhibits the COX-2 enzyme. It's supposed to be great for pain. That's great. But if you look at like curcumin, which we talk about all the time, or blueberries, there are so many different compounds that actually have medicinal qualities. And that's why I think when we look at nutrition and we look at plant medicine, we're getting overall health benefits because I've got 7 studies here. As you said, protect the lungs. This is a study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition where anthocyanins, another compound in an antioxidant in blueberries, protects the lung as you get older. And so that's why I think food and plants, as far as their medicinal quality, are so amazing. And the more that we get them in our lifestyle and our diet, the better off we're going to be and the less medication we're going to have to take, because guess what? There's very few side effects of blueberries. I'd have to say that. I'm proud of that.
And that's something to be definitely proud of. So wrap it up for us, Dr. Holly, because it's a really important thing people need to know. And just even for men, for women, as you said, heart disease and lungs and diabetics, insulin sensitivity, it's all so fascinating. Wrap up the wonders of the little blueberry for us.
Yeah, so here's one tip, right? We're always looking to, I think, get better, be more healthy. But hey, I know we're really busy. Most of us have a budget. Eat blueberries more often. That's the tip of the day for our segment. Seriously, making that one simple change to your diet by adding blueberries could have a significant impact on cardiovascular health, cancer prevention, brain power. And so, you know, in addition to the polyphenols, those antioxidants, the anthocyanins, blueberries are an excellent source of vitamin K, of vitamin C, of manganese, and of course, if you don't adulterate them, of fiber as well. So guess what? Just eat some more blueberries. That's it.
Rock on. Such great information. And of course, if you missed any of this great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. The show is Inherently You with Dr. Holly Lucille, and I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.